Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, the saying is all good things must come to an end. Looking back at last night, was it as bad as 5-1 would indicate?
Well, probably not. But, I mean, the bottom line is I thought they were the better team last night. They outplayed us. They had more jam than us. And, you know, doesn't matter if the score was 2-1 or 5-1. Bottom line was, you know, they earned it, and we didn't earn it.
The ice wasn't good. Pucks are bouncing all over the place. And you've always had the saying of expect the unexpected here. Having said that, how different do you need to play when you don't know if you're going to be able to connect on a 10-foot pass? And a tape-to-tape pass in general is a rarity in this building.
No, I mean, there's no question, Schultz. The ice is poor, and you have to play a simple game. You have to play a simple game right here, because if you don't, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Overheard Bits after the game talking about the goals that he gave up last night, and he said he wanted two of them back immediately after the game. Having said that, you guys played so well in Ferris in front of him. Do you need to play better in front of him tonight?
Not really. We gave up 37 shot attempts last night. I mean, I can't ask any more out of our guys than that. So as much as I'm sitting there saying, you know what, they deserve the win, which they did, there were some certain parts of our game, you know, wasn't that bad, Schultzy. But, you know, we have to, again, I think our biggest thing is just, again, you got to play a simple game. You got to get pucks behind their defensemen here. And, again, you just have to, you know, the conditions here are as such that you have to do that.
They played a physical game last night. How can you guys initiate it more tonight?
We have to play more physical too, Schultzy. You have to win so many different ways, a variety of different ways. And I think, you know, we're not probably an overly physical team, but you know what, against these guys, if they want to obviously play physical, we've got to respond a little bit. So that's on us.
You move the puck around on that first power play, had 5 shots on goal in that first 2-minute man advantage. If you could have popped one there and played with the lead, how much different does last night play out?
It's a lot different. You do want to play with a lead here, Schultzy. There's no question about it. And I felt the same way last night. I could just kind of tell by the complexion of the game that you know, we needed to pop one soon and on that power play.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori. Carter Struthers is now sick for you guys. Just keeps making its way through your roster. Brendan Harris got clobbered on that knee-to-knee hit. Do you even have 18 healthy guys tonight?
Oh, absolutely. No, we have a couple guys sick. Stretchy's sick, and obviously Jerry's back in Bemidji. But, you know, we have 18 guys tonight, and, you know, and we're going to show up with 18 ready to play, Schultzy.
Well, Jerry's sick with the flu, yet your power play has certainly had to evolve. What do you like about that unit right now, and what needs to get better?
Well, we're changing some things. With the problem you have on that top power play unit, without Jerry, you don't have a lot of speed. So we're going to put Kyle Baum in there tonight just to have that element of speed, whereas our second power play unit has more speed. So we got to do a little mixing and matching right there just because of personnel.
This late in the year, how difficult is it to, for lack of a better term, reinvent the wheel on a power play?
No big deal. I'm not concerned about that. These guys are pretty creative hockey players, and you know, we do a few different power plays. These guys make enough plays, and yeah, power plays all about making plays. And we have enough guys with hockey sense that, again, it shouldn't matter. Biggest thing is we got to get better on our entries. I don't think we're very good on our entries right now, and winning faceoffs. I mean, that's a, you know, you win a faceoff and you're better on your entries, you're going to have possession of the puck, and you're going to have, you know, you're going to have more shots in the power play, and your chances of scoring are going to be better. And if you take a look at that first power play last night, we won the faceoff, and it's a whole world of difference if you win that faceoff.
How about the PK last night?
We only had two power plays, and you know, the second one we were going for it. You know, we were just trying to go for it, to try to 4-1. So, you know, we didn't have our normal structure, and then you know, they scored. So, I mean, obviously they were 1-for-2. So advantage goes to them, and we got to be better, and you know, we want to try to obviously put zeros on the board when it comes to the penalty kill.
You guys have a bunch of people on that ticket list today. People love coming down to this trip. How much of a chance do you have to interact with the fans either Thursday during the day or after the game last night or before the game today?
You know, you run into people, mostly if they're staying at our hotel. It's been great to see, and we see some of the people at the hotel. We see some of the people at the airport, so we really appreciate people coming down here. It's a fun trip. It's great weather. It's a great setup as far as the hotel goes. It's a beautiful downtown. It's a great city. So it's great to see people here, Schultzy, and we just really appreciate the support.
Brett Hunt got his first goal with the Golden Knights earlier this week. An absolute bomb from the top of the circle. Vintage Brett Hunt goal. Have you talked to him, and how's he like playing with one of the hottest teams in the NHL?
You know what? I haven't talked to Brad for probably a month and a half. So, I talked to him a month and a half. Actually, you know what? When I talked to him, that might have been more than a month and a half. It was when we were in Fairbanks. I talked to him in Fairbanks, and he was loving life, and he was having a great time at that particular time. And they've been so hot, you know, since the last time I talked to him, they've been so hot. So, no, I'm sure he's on top of the world right now.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.